Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:39 is our time on the scoreboard last night and yesterday afternoon. Kansas City beat Tennessee in the National Football League playoffs 35-24. And San Francisco beat Green Bay by a score of 37-20. That was the final in that one. And you have a lot of activity here tonight in the Twin Cities as well, which we'll talk about with Maxie. And Rutgers used a real balanced team effort, and they beat our Gophers out there in New Jersey by a final score of 64-56 yesterday. So that's what happened in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, in the National Hockey League tonight, Florida's in town to take on our Minnesota Wild. And here on CCO, Denver's in town. Pretty good Denver team to take on the Timberwolves at 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Maxie, good morning. Okay, well, we'll try dial him back here and get him on the phone if we can. There, we got him on the phone. So, having a little trouble with what we call the old tie line. Maxie, how are you?
The old tie line, man. The old tie line, too. And all of a sudden, it gets cut off. And I know what happened.
Yeah, weird stuff, man. We're getting hacked. We're getting hacked by Sid.
I know. I did yesterday for 3 hours.
Well, let's talk a bit about Denver coming in to take on our Timberwolves tonight. Carl Anthony Towns played over the weekend.
He played over the weekend. He's not, 100%, but they're having a tough time. I don't know. I mean, these two guards for Toronto just ran them off the court. They had 57 points between the two of them, got to the basket anytime they wanted. The Timberwolves were up by 4 at the half, and then Toronto just blew them out in the second half. And, they lost a close game at Indiana on Friday, and Towns' first game back. And then, there's that, parochial optimism that says that, he's back and they're close. They're playing a playoff team close. And then the next night they look terrible. So they get Denver tonight, who's a good team, and, playing for keeps in the West. And, they've got, they've really built the team there over the last few years. And it's not just Jokic. They've added a lot of players that complement each other really well. And so this will be a tough matchup for the Timberwolves. But I just don't know where they're going right now. I don't see who's being developed that Shabazz Napier going to be. Is he playing point guard because you think he can play someday or because that's all you got? And you go across the lineup, and it's just like that right now. So it's another step back this year, no question.
What about Florida in town to take on the Wild after the big 7-0 win over the Dallas?
Yeah, go figure that team. They gave up 7 last week one night and scored 7 another. I don't know. There's every statistic in hockey that has to be out there somewhere, a team that's given up 7 and scored 7 in the same week. Obviously they played really well against Dallas. They buried them. Alex Stalock was great in goal again. It looks like he may get more and more opportunities here the second half of the season. But it's a team that's going to be hard to figure out. They're just not good enough to go on a real roll, but they are good enough to be, competitive any given night and give you a really good show. And Fiala played well the other night. Not good every night, but he was good the other night. They need Erickson Ek to keep coming. So they're healthy. They've got, they've got their bodies, everybody that they need. It's hard to paint a picture that they'll be a real playoff contender. I think they're 7 points out of the last spot right now. That's a pretty big number in terms of people you have to overcome to get to the playoffs. But I think that this is going to be an interesting second half of the season to see who they play, how much, and then Bruce Boudreau, what his future will be if they don't make the playoffs.
Hardly anyone in the Big Ten wins on the road. I don't know if I've ever seen the numbers like they are this year, but the Gophers lost to Rutgers yesterday, and that Rutgers team is pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, Rutgers is good. Penn State came in here the other night, and Gophers beat them, but Penn State has a good team across the board. They got Ohio State and Michigan State this week, good teams. Ohio State really struggled some on the road in particular this year after being ranked as high as, what, number three in the country or something like that. So I think that the Gophers are very competitive in a very competitive conference. And Oturo, obviously, they leaned down a lot yesterday. The thing that they that can be difficult for them is their guards are a little bit hot-cold, and they're leaning on them, and they need two of the three, Peyton Willis, Gabe Kelscher, and Marcus Carr. Two of the three have to shoot the ball well on a given night to go with Oturo. But the Gophers are right there, too. They can beat anybody, anytime. I mean, they took Purdue to double overtime at Purdue. Like I said, they beat Ohio State at home. They beat Michigan at home when they were a top 20 team. They beat Penn State at home when they were a top 20 team. So they're right there. It's just that the mix is so deep, and so it's hard to find a bad team in the league right now. And so the good news is they're competitive in a very, very competitive league, and that could give them the NCAA tournament at the end.
The Gopher women got past all the controversy and got a nice win at Purdue yesterday.
Yeah, that was a big comeback win for them, bounce back win for them, because that Iowa game, of course, slipped away. They're up by 15 in the second half, and they lost. And Iowa's a good team, but Purdue's not bad either. And they went on the road and spread it out a little bit, and got some different people involved, and maybe reestablished a philosophy, that kind of thing, without Destiny Pitts. So that was a huge win for them, and at a time when they need to rattle off two or three in a row just to kind of get themselves back into this thing and feeling good.
Maxie, I'll let you go. I know you got a busy day today. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Catch him on Channel 4-2. He's Mike Max here on WCCO Tonight. Timberwolves 6:30 pregame. It's 7:45 right now at CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.